Today we're talking Hummers, Coinbase, and how you could almost practically automate everything in your life and your business. Let's chat. What's up, automators? Welcome to this edition of the Automation Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Justin Morgan, here to help you coaches, speakers, trainers, business owners save time and energy by automating your business. And of course, if you're tired of technology, make sure you kick and get in touch with us over at automatewithease.com. Now, today I want to go over some headlines that I find interesting, of course, and I think you all will enjoy as well. And then I'm going to talk about how you can actually automate things in your life and your business that you never thought you could. Using this cool platform that has been around for quite some time, but I don't hear people talking about it often. So I think I take it for granted that it exists and that other folks may not even know about it. So I think today is going to be really cool for that. So first things first, first headline as I go through them and pull them up here is that finally, amidst all the chip shortages and how the car industry has been coming, it is coming. This fall, the EV Hummer is here. Now, we've been waiting on this thing for quite some time. I know I've been waiting on the Hummer to come out, been waiting on the Cybertruck to come out. I'm big on electric vehicles. I don't have one. I have a hybrid. It's like an old hybrid car, okay? It's like a Civic, old hybrid Civic. And I don't even know if we're equipped here at home yet to really handle an electric car. I would want to have like a garage and like the ideal setup for one. But man, they really excite me. And this, I can tell you, for quite some time, I was between the Cybertruck and the Hummer. And with all the quality issues with Tesla, I'm excited about the Cybertruck. But at the end of the day, Tesla's quality reports are just not great. And so, not that GMC is beyond that, but I can say that one of the things about these American GMC made trucks is, yes, reliability over time is not great, but I can say that they spend a lot of time and energy in making things look nice and fit well, especially on the truck side of things. And so that makes me hopeful that the Hummer EV will at least hold up to what it needs to be. You know, if I'm owning it, I'm not putting 200,000 miles on it in 2 years. It'd be something I would drive occasionally. So I'm not too worried from that standpoint. So you guys are excited about that. That is coming this fall and into 2022. Obviously deliveries will go on through that as things come out. And you can also start seeing reviews and things out on YouTube. So make sure you check that out. Next up, Coinbase is launching its own NFT platform. Now, what does that mean for you as business owners and things like that? You just may want to consider and pay attention to what an NFT is. I'm not that expert, but I definitely know that in the case of technology, it's important to really pay attention to these things just in case they start to become the standard, because it seems a lot of people are pushing them. And I've yet to do enough research and homework to really feel comfortable with NFTs just yet. But I know that I will probably in the next month or so really dive deeper into understanding it. I did that deep dive into crypto, and I would suggest that you do that as well. Again, just to be informed. And NFTs as well. Again, even if you think it's just a temporary trend, there's going to be some facet of it that people steal from. And so if you look at any other trend, any other overnight success, some type of flash in the pan kind of event where it seemed like it was one and done, you will see that society tends to still steal things from that moment of time that stick. And so just keep in mind that you may want to watch and pay attention to this stuff a little bit more. Next up, this is also exciting, Blue Origin, that just 3 months ago took off with civilians. All right, and this is, Amazon's thing? You know, the ship looks kind of funny, right? Go look at some images and you know what I mean. But they'll be taking off in the space. Again, this is Jeff Bezos' baby. With another set of civilians, William Shatner being one of them from what I read. Yeah, and so he'll actually be the oldest person to go in the space. That's crazy, he's 90 years old. Just paying attention to this stuff and the fact that there's these technological things that have been out of reach for most of us for quite some time. And so now, you know, with these electric vehicles that are coming out that are amazing, with civilians going into space, NFTs and Coinbase, you know, taking in this platform and something that, you know, for the rest of us may have seen kind of out of reach. Like, we don't understand NFTs, but a lot of us have used Coinbase. It's a popular platform. And so it's like this theme of making themes more accessible. And so I felt like that was very in line with what I wanted to share with you all, which is automation is becoming more accessible in general. Automation is becoming this thing that more of us can take advantage of, more of us can appreciate, more of us can own, more of us can do. Again, either by getting help, you know, from folks like us, or just taking the time to use the tools that are out there. There's one platform, it's called If This Then That. It's been around for years. So it's ifttt.com. And sometime at some point, whenever you watch this in the future, there may be a link below to a playlist on some cool things you can do there. I'm actually working on video content right now to build out some, just give folks some ideas of what's possible with this tool. So if you go there right now and you literally go on and think of anything, think of something you want to do with your phone, something you want to do with your, like in your computer, between your computer and your phone, location off your phone. One example I gave is that this platform lets me automatically pull daily quotes from a site called Brainy Quote into a spreadsheet. So instead of me going to Brainy Quote to check Brainy Quote, I just pull up the spreadsheet and literally get a list of daily quotes. And I have over years, I have a few years worth of daily quotes sitting in a spreadsheet right now that I can now go back through. And I started to use them in creative ways. So either I use them as a post, I do a weekly brief for my clients, again, where I'll put a quote in there and send it out just as a way just to add a little special touch to what I do and how I serve. And so I like it, right? So it lets me automate something that would take hours and hours and hours of research, or just little time to do each day. And so saving that little bit of time is a magical thing. So go there, check it out, use it, play with it. Again, if you're trying to find ways to automate content and find ways to pull content from different places, it'll let you do it. If you're trying to find ways just to save music on YouTube, have it show up on Spotify in a list, it'll do that too, right? There's one thing in there that lets you stalk your folks that you subscribe to. And it'll pull links from folks you subscribe to on YouTube into another spreadsheet. You can even, the same daily quote thing, you can have it put those same quotes into Trello. And so now if you have a team running off of Trello, let's say you have a content team, instead of you putting the quotes in there, you can have the system put the quotes in there for then somebody from your team, graphics team, to just take it, create your own branded quote of the day and send it out, right? Without you doing any work. That's the power of this thing. Okay, so keep that in mind. I think it is an amazing thing to do. So at the end of the day, check it out. Again, it's ifthisthenthat.com. Now, if you need a system, you need a team, you need somebody that you want to help you construct that perfect system on how to operate yourself and your business and your life using the power of automation, make sure you check us out at automatewithease.com. Again, that is automatewithease.com. All right. If you like this content, make sure you share, subscribe, like, follow, all that jazz. I appreciate you and all that you do. And as usual, treat each day as a building block to a better future. Peace.